Earth and Sky.
Welcome to Clear Voices. I'm Jorge Salazar. Coral reefs are changing, and according to scientists, global warming is one of the culprits. Mark Aiken is an oceanographer, scuba diver, and project coordinator for NOAA's Coral Reef Watch. He's watched ocean temperatures slowly rise over the past few years and says that even small increases in temperature can cause a bleaching of coral. In this four-minute presentation, Earth and Sky's Lindsay Patterson speaks to Mark Aiken about the connection between coral bleaching and global warming and what people can do to protect coral reefs.
What is a healthy reef compared with one that's dying or one that's dead?
Losing half of the corals in a reef is like cutting down half of the trees in a forest. At first, the corals die and the surfaces get covered with algae. Through time, these dead corals are subject to erosion, breaking down the habitat that corals provide for fish and other organisms. A number of recent papers have come out that indicate we're seeing an increase in coral bleaching at the same time as global temperatures are rising. They also show that as we go into the future, in order to continue to survive, corals will have to be able to adapt to temperature rises of as much as 2/10 of a degree centigrade or Celsius per decade. That's a lot of warming to have to survive.
So do you think that coral reefs have a chance of making it, or if there's any possibility that they'll be able to recover from bleaching? Or
in some parts of the world, corals have a tremendous ability to recover and bounce back from bleaching events. We've seen that in places like Australia, the South Pacific. Palau is recovering very nicely from the bleaching event that occurred in 1998. It's a slow process, but it does happen in some places. Other areas like the Caribbean, unfortunately, recovery has been slow to non-existent. So we have to do everything we can to protect those resources by cutting down on pollutants on the reefs to eliminate overfishing, restore the reefs to their natural ecological balance in order to have a chance to recover from major bleaching events.
So what would you say to people who say that these rises in temperatures are just a part of Earth's natural cycle?
There's no question that there is natural variability in the Earth's temperatures. We've seen changes over thousands and hundreds of thousands of years in glacial, interglacial cycle and the like. But those can all be explained as relationships of the Earth to the Sun and other changes in the Earth's system. Today, if we take those forms of natural variability and compare them to what we've seen, they don't provide the explanation for the warming that we now see. Instead, if in the models you include the increase in greenhouse gases, you're able to very accurately demonstrate that the greenhouse gases have made the difference between what natural variability would have caused and the temperatures that we see today.
What can people do to protect the coral reefs if we don't really have an easy solution for global warming yet?
Divers, people who use the reefs, and especially resource managers, have the ability to cut back on the number of other forms of stress that can influence coral reefs by reducing pollutants, by reducing sediments, by reducing contact with the reef, and through planning and other programs can reduce the other forms of stress that, while they may not stop corals from bleaching, it will help them to survive.
That was Mark Aiken, project coordinator for NOAA's Coral Reef Watch. I'm Jorge Salazar. This has been an Earth and Sky presentation.
We're at earthsky.org.